Tuberculosis, or TB, is a global health problem and a growing one. According to the World Health Organization, 7.5 million people were diagnosed with the disease in 2022, the highest figure since TB was first monitored back in 1995. TB is an infectious disease that mostly affects the lungs and is caused by a certain type of bacteria. It's preventable and curable, but early diagnosis is key to managing it and saving lives. And that makes a new program in the Mozambican capital Maputo particularly interesting. It's a pilot program using artificial intelligence, or AI, to detect the presence of TB, and it's taking place in 3 prisons. You can hear more about it from Dr. Jacob Cresswell, who leads the TB Reach Initiative at the Stop TB Partnership in Geneva in Switzerland. Welcome to the program. Presumably prisons are chosen because TB thrives in overcrowded conditions.
Hi, thank you for having me. That's exactly true. It's not only overcrowded conditions, it's lack of food, it's all of the other comorbidities and that make people susceptible to developing TB that are quite prevalent in many prison systems.
And how is AI going to help out here?
Well, artificial intelligence in this case is specifically used to read chest x-ray images. And the really amazing thing that is happening in Mozambique is that the program is using new portable digital chest x-ray images, which are the most sensitive test that we have. It detects more people than what we would normally use, which is asking people about symptoms. And it's wonderful that you can have these portable machines. The problem is that you often don't have humans to read the images, and we would have a radiologist read the images normally. But in many countries with high burdens of TB, there are no radiologists available. So the artificial intelligence interprets the x-ray image and provides a score to help the program decide, does this person need a follow-on laboratory test or not?
And is the machine more efficient, better at its job than a radiologist would be? Or is it simply that it replaces a radiologist who isn't available?
That's a great question. So at Stop TB and TB Reach for the last 10 years, we've been evaluating these systems, these artificial intelligence software programs. And what we've seen is that they are improving. And right now, most good artificial intelligence programs are as good or better than expert human readers. And that's important because, again, with the extremely limited supply of radiologists in many countries who have that have high burdens of TB, it is not, you're not getting an x-ray read by an expert radiologist, you're getting an expert a x-ray read by a clinician, local clinician. So we expect that it's far better than what most programs are using, and can be even better than highly trained expert radiologists. So yes, it's really incredible technology.
In prisons, you have, if you'll pardon the phrase, a captive population. It's easy, I suppose, to test lots of people at once. In other areas where TB is prevalent, that might not be the case.
It's not the case, but what is great to see is that because this new technology and bringing x-ray again to communities that have long lacked access to healthcare, the idea of having a chest x-ray come into a community is a huge driver and gets people quite interested. So we have other projects, TB Reach has other projects in many countries, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, all over the place, that are looking, and they bring in hundreds, they can screen hundreds of people in a day with chest x-ray in rather remote locations where, again, access is very difficult.
Dr. Jake Cresswell from the TB Reach Initiative at the Stop TB Partnership. Thank you.
This is Newsday on the BBC World Service with James Envick, and Isaac will be here shortly.